Shaylee Peters joining you, and it's time for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, visiting with Keith Burns of Green Cover Seed about winter cover crops.
As far as forages for winter grazing, we've had a lot of guys that have planted cereal rye or triticale along with some hairy vetch. In some cases, for the guys that got in earlier, they were doing some brassicas, like some of the hybrid turnips or some rapeseed. But once we start getting into mid to late October, it's generally getting pretty late to do anything other than just cereal rye or triticale, possibly a little bit of hairy vetch. But as we move into November, what most guys are going to do is not plant any more this fall, but in looking at forage needs for next spring, they would be looking at getting a mixture of oats and peas and maybe some turnips and a few things like that put out in the spring. And generally, we want to be planting those mixes when soil temperatures are in the low 40s and kind of on their way up. So, you know, for most regions, that's going to be from the end of February through the end of March. And we like getting those mixes in then, and then those can be grazed, you know, probably 60 to 80 days after planting, and that makes a really good late spring forage.
Thanks for the information, Keith. That's been this week's Graze Nebraska Update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension.